Well, new job numbers out today show the U.S. added 273,000 jobs in February, beating economists' expectations. Nevertheless, markets were unfazed, plunging again at the open following the Dow's 969-point drop yesterday. Let's bring in NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy.
So are these job numbers kind of a window into the past? They literally are because they're last month, but in the sense that we should expect all this turmoil in the economy to start showing up in the job market soon. Already we're seeing slowdowns in travel, concerts and conventions being canceled. At a certain point, doesn't all that trickle down into layoffs?
It has that potential, Jeremy. Even in the February numbers, we did see some modest job declines in, for example, the retail sector, as well as transportation and warehousing. Retail, of course, has been under pressure for a while, but the transportation job cuts could reflect some fallout from the coronavirus epidemic. We know that dock workers on the West Coast, for example, have seen about a 25% drop in the volume of cargo coming from China. That has ripple effects for truckers and warehouse workers and everybody along the line. Keep in mind, though, we still have a tight job market. Unemployment's just 3.5%. Employers are still talking a lot about how difficult it is to find qualified workers. So that means they are going to be reluctant to lay people off, especially skilled workers, unless they absolutely have to, because they are going to need those people when we bounce back from this. It also means that the workers who are unfortunate to get laid off will at least have a pretty robust job market in which to look for new jobs.
Now, in terms of the bigger picture, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who ended her presidential campaign yesterday, was on the Rachel Maddow show last night with some scary thoughts on coronavirus and the economy. Maddow asked Warren if the fallout could be as big as the 2008 financial crisis and the Great Recession. And Warren said yes. Listen to this.
As soon as one of these businesses that can't do its manufacturing or can't produce its drugs because it has a supply chain problem, can't make a loan payment, and you start stacking those up, all of a sudden those banks they're in trouble themselves.
Scott, is that a real possibility that the supply chain interruptions could actually lead to defaults and that kind of thing that we saw, 12 years ago?
I won't say it's impossible, but we should keep in mind that since the Great Recession, bank regulators have gotten tougher. They've been putting banks through stress tests to make sure they're better prepared to weather a downturn like this. So that's some reassurance. Of course, because we don't know how widespread or how long-lasting the coronavirus threat's going to be, it's hard to know whether the stresses that we tested for were realistic preparation for this.
Some economists have been making the point that if coronavirus spreads widely in the U.S., the effect could be worse here than in China because a bigger share of our economy is service-based. We fly more, we go to the gym more, we go out to restaurants and sporting events more.
Ours is certainly a service-driven economy. More than 60% of the jobs we added last month were in the services sector. Some months it's even more than that. Not all service-oriented businesses are high touch, though, and likely to be adversely affected by coronavirus. You're right. Maybe you don't want to go to the gym or a crowded restaurant if this epidemic takes hold in the country. But even if you're voluntarily quarantined at home, you can still ride your Peloton bicycle and order delivery meal from DoorDash. I was talking to a manufacturer this week who was a little envious of her service sector colleagues who could ask their employees to work from home if necessary. She said, I can't really do that with my factory. I need the workers here where the machinery is. So factory-intensive economies like China's have certainly been hit hard by the coronavirus. A service-driven economy like our own won't necessarily escape unscathed.
And the White House is trying to downplay the economic effects. This is Larry Kudlow, the president's economic advisor on CNBC.
I just don't want to panic. I don't want to panic on the economy, which looks sound. I don't want to panic on the virus, which, frankly, most Americans are not at risk. And I don't want to panic on policy measures.
Scott?
Well, if you're looking for stop ticks, Jeremy, you've come to the wrong place. In fairness, Larry Kudlow did say he was talking about long-term investors. He was not advocating to try to time the market, which is never a good idea. But this has certainly been a reminder that for all the growth stocks have enjoyed in recent years, the market goes down as well as up. And the last few days, it's been a real yo-yo.
And Pierre Scott Horsley, thanks.
You're welcome.